Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway and holds transmission-only utility status in Oklahoma with authority to construct, own, operate, and maintain a regulated high-voltage transmission system. ITC Great Plains is a good neighbor and is proud to congratulate the 2016 Star Farmer of America, Tyler Snithman of Garber, and the National Champion Livestock Judging Team from Tuttle FFA. Two of the Oklahoma standout performances from the 89th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. ITC, your energy superhighway. It's a special cow sale at Apache Auction Market in Apache, Oklahoma, Saturday, November 19th at noon. The sale will feature 500 head of Northern Genetic AI'd first calf heifers to calve January through March from the Knott Ranch. Also 125 head of Northern Bred 3 to 5-year-old bred cows, 30 head of bred heifers out of Colorado, and 45 spring calving cows from Hutchinson Ranch. Well, for more information, contact the Apache Auction Market, 888-926-9696, 888-926-9696.
The U.S. dollar hitting 14-year highs in recent days. According to Kim Anderson, Extension Grain Market Economist for Oklahoma State University, that's not particularly good, at least in the short term, for U.S. wheat exports and other agricultural exports as well.
Well, that's not helping us a bit. You look at that index, it's went up from 97 up to 100.5. Now, it was back earlier in the year, it was up at that level and came down. It's up 3.6% over the last couple weeks. That means our wheat is 3.6% higher in the on the export market. That doesn't help us at all. You look at the resistance on that going on up. If it breaks 100.7, then we'll probably go up to 100.5, and then it's about 5-point increments as it goes on up.
Extension Grain Market Economist Dr. Kim Anderson. Outgoing Kansas U.S. Congressman Tim Hulskamp, who lost his re-election bid in the Republican primary, says he's been approached by President-elect Donald Trump's transition team about being in the mix for Secretary of Agriculture. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the outspoken Republican says he sent his resume to Trump's team, which he says reached out to him this week. Hulskamp holds a doctorate in ag policy from American University in Washington, D.C., where he graduated in 1995. However, he was kicked off the House Ag Committee in 2012, lost his re-election bid in one of the largest agriculture focus in the nation, the Big First District of Western Kansas. Kansas Farm Groups endorses challenger Roger Marshall, who now takes Hulskamp's seat in the House in 2017. Former USDA Secretary Dan Glickman said he would be surprised if Hulskamp is chosen due to his adversarial relationship with congressional leaders. Glickman says you can't have burned bridges, adding that you have to work with Congress as the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture. U.S. corn continues to be a hot commodity, exports going well. According to U.S. Grains Council President and CEO Tom Slate, he says the pace of corn exports remains very strong.
Well, right now things are in a really aggressive pace, a pace of our exports we haven't seen in several years. And so countries around the world, throughout Africa, Egypt, South America, Asia, even Brazil's, you know, looking like they might be buying some corn right now from the United States. And we're very excited about this because, you know, exports of corn are up 89% from a year ago in October. Even ethanol exports are up 59% from a year ago in October. And we've seen this pace going on all summer long and all into the fall. So that's what's really exciting about the marketplace.
Tom Slate, who says the U.S. Grains Council working hard to make sure the best markets that U.S. traditionally has for feed grains, Japan, Mexico, and Korea, continue to buy aggressively our U.S. corn. You've got farm news. I'm Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming this Friday, November 18th on Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 22,000 head to be offered starting at 8 a.m., including 6,000 yearlings, 14,000 weaned calves. Then 2 p.m. on Friday afternoon, a Superior Select female sale will feature replacement heifers, bred cows, and cow-calf pairs. For more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.